BBC News with Sue Montgomery. The Kenyan president, William Ruto, has described violence during huge protests against tax rises as an unprecedented attack on the country's democracy. In a televised address, Mr. Ruto said the demonstrations had been hijacked by dangerous criminals. Medics say at least five people were shot dead by police in Nairobi as protesters broke through cordons. A US State Department spokesperson, Matthew Miller, called for dialogue.
We condemn the violence reported during protests in Nairobi and around Kenya. We mourn the loss of life and injuries sustained and offer our condolences to the families who lost loved ones. We urge restraint to restore order and provide space for dialogue.
The founder of WikiLeaks, Julian Assange, is attending a court hearing in Saipan, the main island of the Northern Mariana Islands, a remote US territory in the Pacific, where he's expected to enter a plea deal that should result in him being set free. Under the terms of the deal, he will appear before a US judge and accept a deal that will allow him to fly home to Australia. Shaima Khalil is outside court.
This legal saga has spanned almost a decade and a half. It has spanned five countries. It has involved relentless diplomacy and advocacy, and it has raised a lot of questions, specifically about freedom of speech, especially when it comes to reporting on national security. But here in Saipan, in this remote U.S. Pacific island, for the first time in a very long time, after the legal proceedings are finalized, Julian Assange will be able to go back to Australia a free man.
The trial has begun in Ecuador of five people accused of assassinating a presidential candidate nearly a year ago. Fernando Villavicencio, a congressman who campaigned against corruption and organized crime, was shot at the end of a rally in Quito. 12 other people were injured. One suspect from neighboring Colombia was killed at the scene. Five others, all from Ecuador, were arrested and charged. Natalia Salazar, the lawyer representing Fernando Villavicencio's family, said putting the assassins on trial was not enough.
In today's trial, they will only be judging the hitmen, the ones who pulled the trigger, the people who killed the presidential candidate in exchange for money from the big crime narco-political organizations. Nevertheless, the core issue is to know who the intellectual author is, who executed, who planned the candidate's murder.
A judge in New York has partially lifted the gag order imposed on Donald Trump following his conviction in a hush money criminal trial. The relaxing of the gag order means he is now able to make public comments about witnesses in the trial. BBC News. A majority of judges on Brazil's Supreme Court have voted to decriminalize possession of marijuana for personal use. Their decision comes after a lengthy and divisive trial concerning a prisoner who concealed 3 grams of cannabis in his cell. The judges still have to determine how much cannabis will differentiate a casual user from a trafficker. Israel's legal authorities have told the IDF to immediately draft 3,000 ultra-Orthodox Jewish religious students to serve in the country's army. The instruction from the Attorney General's office came within hours of a landmark decision by the Supreme Court that students from religious yeshiva seminaries will no longer be exempt from military service. The first contingent of an international police force for Haiti has arrived in the capital, Port-au-Prince. The 400 officers from Kenya will join local police in efforts to tackle gang violence, which has spiralled in the past few years. Gangs which are linked to rival political groups now control most of the city. Jacqueline Charles, Caribbean correspondent for the Miami Herald, has been following developments.
We've gone from where the debate was about we don't want intervention to we're desperate for any kind of help that we can. So there's been a lot of hope that's been put on this group, and we still don't know what the rules of engagement are. Are they going to be participating in operations? Are they going to be protecting just government infrastructures that have come under attack in the last couple of months? Or are they going to go out and help the Haitian police actually dismantle gangs? We're still waiting to see what those rules are going to be.
At the Euros football tournament, England have topped their group after an uninspiring 0-0 draw against Slovenia, who also qualified for the last 16. Denmark reached the next stage with a 0-0 draw against Serbia. BBC News.